In Delaware, Wilmington is hosting a big-time women's college basketball tournament through Sunday. WHYY's Chris Barish stopped in on the event at a thriving multi-purpose sports complex.
Faith Daniels brought her middle school team from Newcastle to the Chase Fieldhouse for Thursday's action in the Atlantic 10 tourney.
We just completed our season. We're just using this championship as a celebration, as well as just to promote going to college, just showing what a student athlete looks like on the court, and just to have some fun.
Steve Cavalier runs the four-year-old facility that's transforming an old industrial strip once dominated by scrapyards. The 76ers Blue Coats G League team calls it home, and 2 million people will come this year to watch him play in tournaments and train in soccer, lacrosse, and basketball. 25,000 will be on hand for the hoop tourney that concludes Sunday.
It brings a ton of people to the city. Every hotel room sold out. They're eating at the restaurants. They're going out to the bars. We're talking millions of dollars that this would generate just in a couple days.
Taiji Washington drove down from the New York City area with his two young kids.
I think it's great. Pump up the economy for the day or the week.
Live broadcasts on CBS Sports Network and ESPNU this weekend also will spotlight Wilmington. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.